Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing to make our way through this week of taking a little deeper dive into the Jubilee year that we're in the midst of right now. A Jubilee instituted by Pope Francis, and it's a Jubilee of hope. And boy, we need it. But if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday, after looking Monday and Tuesday at the history of the Jubilee, from just touching on the Old Testament understanding of it, then when it began to merge in the life of the Catholic Church and how popes have declared Jubilee years. Remember, he has the keys. The Pope has the power by God's grace to be able to declare a Jubilee year of special grace. And they're often filled with that very reality and transformationally powerful, like for people who pay attention, that we receive it and take steps to embrace it and to embrace the things that we're encouraged by the church to do in this Jubilee year, like frequent the sacraments more, you know, make sure to go to reconciliation, maybe even having a general confession in this year, full examination of life from beginning to end. Indulgences that are received, there are wider availability for those we can receive. And you can go to your diocese or just go to the website, any website, and just type in what are the graces and the indulgences and things that are present in this Jubilee year. And you'll see they'll be laid out in a way that's very helpful. It's a season of pilgrimage, a returning home. That is, where's home? Home is the Lord. Sometimes pilgrimage is to Rome, Israel, to go where Jesus walked, to walk where Jesus walked, you know, to go to Rome, to where Peter and some of the apostles were killed, Peter and Paul both killed, martyred. Devotions to the Holy Spirit, to come more freely into the Spirit and the freedom that we have as children of God. Remember, liberty. Jubilee is really about liberty, liberating captives. And what in our lives are we captive to? We might be on the journey already and responding to the Lord in various ways in our lives, and we're taking our faith seriously. But what areas are still areas of bondage, areas where we're not free? That's what the Lord wants us to bring forward with great confidence and hope in Him, of His goodness. And He welcomes us, and He doesn't condemn us, but He wants us to walk in that freedom. Exercising the spiritual and corporate works of mercy. It's also something that's highly recommended at this time, you know, bringing relief to the poor, to those who need it. There's just a whole series of things there. Just paying attention to those things and taking some steps, I think, will lead to tremendous blessing. Well, I ended yesterday with paragraph 2 of Pope Francis's document on the Bull of Indiction, it's called, for the Jubilee year in 2025. Spes non convuntit. I think I'm saying that correct, but it's taken from Romans 5:5. Hope does not disappoint us. At the beginning of chapter 2 begins with just a word on hope, and the Holy Father wanted to break it open for us to be able to see it. And the first half of, he's got a passage here from Romans 5. At the beginning of the passage, which we read yesterday, since we are justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing in the glory of God. Justification is our sharing in the glory of God. We are made right in baptism. Original sin is taken away. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We were brought by God's mercy because of the precious blood of Jesus and His death on the cross and His rising human flesh now reigning in glory in Jesus Christ. Being united to that reality, we're born again. That's what it's meant by justification. And Jesus made peace with God. He cleansed us of all of our sin so that we could even now begin to come into the presence of the Father with joy, with confidence, with great hope. And then Paul boldly says, we have obtained access. The curtain has been torn. We can now enter, even now in the Spirit, we enter the holy place. We enter the presence of God the Father. We have obtained access. We possess this by the grace of God because this belongs to Jesus. We're sharing in Jesus's access to the Father. We're brought into the family through Jesus. We're inheriting what belongs to Jesus. And friends, the saints paid attention to all this stuff. Like they took it seriously. They didn't just kind of hear it on a Sunday and go, yeah, that's kind of inspiring. Yeah, Father said some good things about that. And then 2 days later, we don't even remember it. The saints understood where the gold was. They mined the gold and they went after it. They followed the light, you could say. They just wanted to go deeper and deeper and deeper because they trusted God's promises. They were living with hope. That's really what hope is, the confident expectation of the fulfillment of the promises of God in this life and the life to come. So boasting in the glory of God is where I ended yesterday. And that goes on to say, this will be verse 5, I think, hope does not disappoint. The hope that we're celebrating, that we're sharing in, that we stand in, does not disappoint. Why? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. That's Romans 5. If you take in that whole section from Romans 1 through 5:1 through 5:5, I'll just read it to you because I think reading the whole thing is very helpful. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing in the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, isn't that interesting? In the midst of sharing in the glory, declaring the glory, knowing we're standing in the glory, Paul includes here in verse 3, and we rejoice not only that we stand and have access to this grace, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Our sufferings are not meaningless. Our sufferings are not somehow outside of God's plan and purpose, but suffering itself, which we run from. And anytime we're suffering, think, wait a minute, this plan of God is going wrong. I didn't know I was going to have to suffer in this life. I didn't know there would be disappointments and failures and sadness. We still inhabit a fallen world, friends, and we're not completely transformed either in our lives. But suffering taken on and lived in the character that Paul is describing with hope and faith, it says, rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance is a fundamental principle in the Christian life for everybody. Over the years, I've mentioned a beautiful verse in Revelation 1 where John, who's in the author of the book of Revelation, is on the island of Patmos where he's a slave. I mean, he's been enslaved. He's in prison, really, because of preaching the gospel. And he has a vision of the Lord on the Lord's day. And the Lord shows him the seven churches in Asia Minor that he's responsible for. And the Lord says, I want you to write a letter to the seven churches. And that's what the next couple of chapters are in the book of Revelation. Totally worth reading. But he begins the letter this way. He said, I, John, share with you, that is all his brothers and sisters in Christ, I share with you the kingdom. That is, we're living now in the kingdom. This very thing, they're living in the Spirit, justified, living in faith, hope, and love, you know, understanding we're standing in, we have access to the glory of God that's been poured, the Holy Spirit's been given to us. So the kingdom is present. It's present for us in the church. The graces the Lord has given us, the sacramental life, the mission, the communion of the church. He says, I share with you the kingdom, the tribulation, and the patient endurance. The tribulation, the suffering for the gospel, and then the suffering that comes as a result of the fall, if we walk in it in alignment with God's purpose, knowing that we can make it an offering to God. God, by his grace, may remove it, physical suffering through healing and things like that. That's all a real possibility and gives glory to God too and helps people come alive to the faith, seeing God present. And he just does it sometimes because that's one way he expresses his love for us. But Paul is telling us here, there's some real gold there that suffering received well or walked in well leads to endurance. And that's what John was talking about. Patient endurance was the third thing that he said. Friends, this is the condition of every disciple in this world. We've entered the kingdom by God's grace. We're living in the Holy Spirit. We're living in the body of Christ. We're receiving graces. We're called to mission. The kingdom life, signs, wonders, all of the stuff that's there, loving God, loving neighbor, fruits of the Spirit growing in us, gaining greater and greater freedom over sin in our lives. But we also experience tribulation. And that patient endurance that everyone walks in produces something. So the devil wants us to think that it's pointless, to lead us to discouragement, ultimately to despair. And if he could have his way, he'd have us take our lives. But we can find meaning in it. And great grace and character formation, he says here. And character produces hope. Isn't that interesting? A mature character, the powers in us, the fleshly powers, other things that have been subdued, tamed, you could say, brought under the lordship of Jesus, brought under the working of the Holy Spirit in us. New kind of harmony, our interior life, even though our body may be broken in various ways and we're suffering, but the interior man. And so this character allows us to keep our eyes on the goal. If we don't have character, we can be complaining and angry and want to abandon the faith. I feel betrayed by God. How come I have to have this? Those feelings are predictable and they're normal in some ways, but they can't stay there. If we stay there, we don't gain character, and we're certainly not going to be able to lay hold of hope, the promise of this hope that the passage the Holy Father gave us. You know, we have access to this gift of being children of God. We're already tasting the fruits of the kingdom. We're with God, and the Lord's work is in us. And you know what? The transformation that the Lord's working in us can actually be accelerated through suffering. That's partly what Paul's talking about here. Our character is strengthened. Our focus is made clear. And then we see, instead of seeing the circumstances, constantly looking left to right, worrying about the circumstances, character helps us see what we've been given, this gift of God, this new life, and the hope that what has been promised to us, which we already have a foretaste, the full consequences and the promise of seeing Jesus in glory, our future, in eternal life, life with him forever, the absolute fulfillment of the Jubilee, which is heaven, which is Jesus himself. Character allows us to keep our eyes fixed on the goal so that we can live moving in the right direction and we can die in right relationship to God so that we can enter the kingdom. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Here's one of the main points of the Holy Father. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The Holy Spirit is the love of God poured out. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. And this is the life of God. Friends, let's welcome it, embrace it, walk in it, and share it. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.